This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The United States has officially been out of Iraq for about 15 months now. But today, 10 years after the first full day of that war, there are still thousands of American soldiers there and thousands of reconstruction projects and programs that we left behind. Entirely apart from the costs of the fighting itself, those projects totaled about $60 billion paid by American taxpayers. Stuart Bowen's job was to keep an eye on how that money was spent, where it went, and what it was used for. He's the Inspector General for Iraq Reconstruction. He has just filed his final report, and we got him today in Baghdad. Mr. Bowen, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you, Kai. It's good to be with you.
You write in your preface to this thing, which I should add is 170-something pages long, you write that people have gone to jail, that you have saved us $1.6 billion over the course of your audits and investigations. I am still obliged to ask, though, whether you think we've learned our lessons about what we've been trying to do in Iraq.
No, we haven't. There's one overarching lesson borne out especially in the interviews with the U.S. leadership and the Congress. And that is, the United States must act to improve, to reform its approach to stabilization and reconstruction operations. And we are not well organized, well structured to carry them out, to plan them, for that matter, or to oversee them.
Should anybody be surprised that this was, I'll say kindly, a mess, given that we were, in effect, shoveling money into a war zone where things were blowing up every day?
You've hit on another crucial lesson, Kai, and that is don't carry out large infrastructure rebuilding programs until sufficient security is established. That seems self-evident, but because of what happened here in Iraq, it is a lesson, certainly one that must be taken to heart and applied in any future engagement.
Well, thank you for the segue. How much of what you've learned and what we've learned in Iraq is being applied now in Afghanistan?
Not enough. I think there have been some improvements in contracting. There have been attempts to improve the oversight of programs and projects, but still there's too much waste and too much fraud in what is now the largest stabilization and reconstruction operation in history, spending about $90 billion, 50% more than Iraq.
I wonder if... And obviously, there's no single cause, but can you find a fundamental element? Was there something other than the fact that it was a war zone that contributed to the waste and abuse that happened over there?
Yes, it was very much a cash environment for very many years, almost the first entire half of the program, the first 5 years. And that inevitably contributed to the opportunity for fraud and waste to occur. Second, the contracting vehicles chosen at the outset were so generous, as I've described them in hearings on the Hill, amounting to an open checkbook, that they didn't rein in sufficiently. They didn't follow the regulatory procedures required adequately to avoid the waste that occurred, and thus it did.
How did you keep going doing this for the last 9 years? I mean, there's a certain amount of rolling a big boulder uphill, right?
Well, that's why I've done this Lessons Learned program. It has resulted in changes in the United States approach to stabilization and reconstruction operation. It has focused, I think, the Congress on necessary improvements, and over time, I believe that this collective evidence established through numerous quarterly reports, audits, inspections, lessons learned reports will provide a body of evidence substantiating further improvements.
Are you confident that the Congress is listening to you?
Yes. Yes, I am. There are a lot of very demanding issues, sequester, for example, that are drawing their attention. But I think the case has been made for improving our approach. And there's no doubt, Kai, that we are going to again face substantial stabilization and reconstruction operations in our future, perhaps the near future, perhaps in Syria, and thus the compelling reason for implementing reforms that strengthen our approach to such operations is right before us.
Stuart Bowen is and has been for the past 9 or so years the Special Inspector General for Iraq. We got him, as you can hear, probably in Baghdad. Mr. Bowen, thanks very much for your time, sir.
Thank you, Kai.